You are listening to Mornings with Tozer, daily devotional readings. August 11, Spiritual Suffocation. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:20. How can I illustrate man's proneness to spiritual suffocation? I have read that mining companies used to take live caged birds deep into the mines to detect the presence of dangerous gases. If there was a high concentration of poison, the bird would quickly fall down and die in the bottom of the cage. I consider a bird a miracle created by God, a wonder with wings created to soar over green meadows and breathe the sweet air of the heavens. But take him underground where there is black damp and pollution, and he quickly dies of suffocation. You can apply that also to the soul of man. God created man, a living soul, and intended him to rise and mount up into the eternities and live with God. There is in each of us a longing after immortality, but sin has ruined us. We have listened to that serpent, the devil. We have gone down into the isolated, dark, poison-infested pockets of the world, and lost men are dying everywhere of spiritual suffocation. Lord, the Bible says that you have crowned man with glory and honor, Psalm 8:5. Yet so often we don't act like we deserve that status. We are self-centered and fickle. Lord, cause a revival by your Spirit and enable us to soar as you intended.
You've been listening to the Mornings with Tozer podcast. Please take a minute to rate and review online so more people can discover the life and writings of A.W. Tozer.